This is KCUR. One of the big challenges in treating cancer is that cancer cells mutate and become resistant to the medication being used. A drug may work for a while, but it will eventually lose its effectiveness. Cancer's ability to adapt has long frustrated researchers, but some now view it as an opportunity to try new approaches to treatment. Heartland Health Monitor's Alex Smith has the story of a Kansas City biologist who's working to create what's being called an evolutionary trap to fight the disease.
And the red thing is kind of a boundary, and we see a section of a boundary, that orange thing that we see.
On a Saturday morning at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, museumgoers crane their necks to study what look like works of abstract expressionism. But these aren't Pollocks or Kandinskys, they're actually images of biological cells. Several biologists are on hand to explain what the curious viewers are looking at.
This one is a renal epithelial cell, and the blue is the nucleus, and the purple are little proteins.
The images come from the lab of Dr. Rung Lee, a cell biologist based at the Stowers Institute in Kansas City, Missouri. Lee studied biology and painting at Yale, and she says the two worlds aren't that far apart. Both start with being a careful observer.
In art, you try to connect what you see with your emotions, your thoughts, and your ideas. And same in science, you try to connect what you observe with your knowledge about biology. You try to come up with hypotheses that are really very abstract.
For years, biology has influenced Lee's distinctive approach to art, and now her knowledge of cells and molecules is giving rise to distinctive ideas in the world of medical research, particularly for cancer treatment. Lee explains that cancer cells inside the body are constantly changing and mutating, but most treatment methods don't take that into account.
Basically, you're treating them as an immobile target, yet they're actually moving. So you could be always a step behind.
Instead of an immobile monolithic army, cancer cells are more like a crowd of street gangs fighting not just the body, but each other. Each gang is a different mutation, and doctors are pretty good at wiping out one or several of these mutations with drugs. The problem is, once they've done that, some of the hardier mutations that remain in the body can grow even stronger.
In the end, the ones that have the optimal fitness that can survive the treatment or thrive the treatment will take over the population.
To describe her approach to treatment, Lee uses the analogy of temperature. Think of each mutation as having a temperature in which it thrives. Traditionally, doctors might attack the mutations that thrive in 40 degrees, say, or 50 or 75. Lee's approach is to use a drug to sort of dial down the temperature to below freezing, making life really hard for these cells.
One drug steers the population.
Of course, this means all the cold-loving cells will get stronger and eventually take over. But once that happens, the treatment takes a dramatic change of course.
The second is what we call the kill drug.
The second drug cranks the temperature way up, frying the alliance of cold-loving cells and destroying the population. Temperature here is just an analogy. What Lee's approach really focuses on is the mutation's genetic similarities. Most drugs are designed to attack the unique genetic structure of specific cancer cell mutations. Lee seeks to find what the mutations have in common in their chromosomes. The mutations with shared characteristics are then encouraged to thrive, and once they become dominant, they're attacked as a group.
This is absolutely unique to me.
Dr. Carl Sachs is the director of cancer cell biology and metastasis at the American Cancer Society. He says Dr. Lee isn't the only researcher looking at how to take advantage of cell mutation, but a recent article by Lee and her colleagues in the journal Cell on their work appears to chart new ground.
Now that it's out in the literature, I suspect she's going to have lots of company, however, because it looks like it's very promising.
In her lab at the Stowers Institute, a centrifuge spins while researchers gaze into computer screens and microscopes. Lee's research, like much of the work that's done here, is basic science, not the translational research that's been emphasized recently by lots of hospitals and science funders. While translational research is meant to lead directly to new drugs and treatments, basic science is more theoretical, and right now Lee's approach is still in the conceptual phase. But in the rush to achieve the latest breakthroughs, Lee says many researchers may be missing out on key information offered by underlying science.
Basic research in biology, understand how genes and molecules work in the cell, is absolutely fundamental in terms of helping us to design the most effective therapy.
Lee is hopeful her evolutionary trap approach can be used with other diseases that become drug resistant, such as malaria or those caused by fungi. The next step for her cancer treatment approach is testing on cancer cell lines. Alex Smith, Heartland Health Monitor.